Chair of Conference, fellow delegates, I'm grateful for the opportunity to take part in this debate and to pay tribute to Alex and Joe as our negotiators in the Haas talks. Not a lot of people hold out much hope in delivering an agreed outcome in December, and that's not surprising given the state of politics at the moment. I too have a group of people in South Down who are looking for some solace in those Haas talks, and they are the victims of the six men who were killed in Loughon Island on the 18th of June 1994. So far, they have not received justice or even truth or any hope of it. And currently, the police is still progressing an investigation that has taken a considerable time on foot of a poor report from the police ombudsman. But it was all tantamount to the word collusion. I urge the police, even at this late stage, to come forward with their report and also in tandem with that for the new police ombudsman to ensure that happens. I would also ask Alex and Joe to look at that particular issue in the Haas talks. But today, speech after speech at this conference has highlighted our utter dismay at the way the DUP Sinn Féin regime has behaved at the heart of government, with their narrow, selfish, sometimes downright nasty approach. They have undermined the very essence of power sharing and inclusiveness, and they have minimalised North-South. They don't seem to realise that it would be better for them, as well as for all of the people that we serve, that has led the executive in a constructive, collegiate manner. But instead, we've had those 6 years of carve-up and democratic abuse. The spirit of optimism that accompanied the Good Friday Agreement and the restoration of devolution in 2007 has completely evaporated. That tank of goodwill is now empty. And the continuing lapse of honour being taken by Peter and Martin in the United States and elsewhere are now a form of self-mockery. We could list all the failings, but the main ones have already been highlighted last night by Dolores, also by Alistair. Sufficient to say that any five-party government that commences its mandate with a programme for government cobbled together by anonymous advisers belonging to only two parties, which is then railroaded through the executive with the other three unsighted parties expected to uphold it, is doomed to failure. And that is what has been happening. The obnoxious insistence that other ministers from other parties are expected to implement the lifeless, cynical and unimaginative policies of the DUP and Sinn Féin. Half-baked policies from the back of the envelope between their horse trades, between anonymous advisers, and added to the failure of the DUP and Sinn Féin in government is their appalling behaviour outside it. Witness what happened the Alliance Party's MP, Naomi Long, in East Belfast, with 40,000 leaflets distributed by the DUP against Naomi Long in Belfast City Council, where she is not a member. It kick-started the current downward spiral. The failed attempt by Peter Robinson to bully the Assembly into reversing its settled policy on flags also illustrated not only his lack of leadership, but also his instinct when the chips are down to catch up with and lead the mob rather than face it down, and persistent DUP failure to condemn violence and law-breaking. And what did Sinn Féin do when presented with the opportunity to show that it was the unionism primarily that lacked responsible leadership? What did they do? You had the Gerry Kelly roadshow. You had it in Castle Derg, and then you had it whenever he launched his book in terms of the total insensitivity to those who carried out the dreadful Shankill bombing. And then he goes on that roadshow with his books, absolutely despicable. And all of this shows that the DUP and Sinn Féin have no respect for each other or for anyone else, and that is not likely to change. The present DUP-SF stalemate is characterised by three things: a two-party regime that is devoid of ideas, a two-party regime that is incompetent, and a two-party regime that is corrupting our fledgling democracy. And those three things, conference, are the very complete antithesis of the SDLP. As a party, we are brimming over with good ideas, but find them crowded out by DUP Sinn Féin resistance to even discuss them. And as a party, we have shown ourselves to be highly competent and effective in government the first time round, in the first mandate, and in the second mandate, and we have just seen how well Alex did in DOE and in DSD, and Mark Hitch now in DOE. As a party, in contrast to those who corrupt democracy, we look to improve it and to better days ahead. It was us who talked about taking down the ugly scaffolding when the time was right. Yet, as we take stock of the behaviour of the DUP and Sinn Féin, and we look to their threats to take over the powers of those who refuse to do their bidding, even when they want to do, and that is illegal, what they have tried to do in DOE. We ask the question, is their behaviour likely to improve? And we had other indications this week that they were likely to do something in the executive. Colleagues, like Alex, I sat round that executive table for 3 years, he a little longer than me, seeing the very worst of DUP Sinn Féin behaviour. And since then, I have lived in hope that things might improve. But in all honesty, they have got worse. And regrettably, I don't see the situation improving. And yet all the while, this proud party is being tarnished with their failure, and people are denied the exciting alternatives this party can offer. So therefore, I come from a position where I'm glad that Alistair and Dolores has opened up the debate on the question of going into opposition. I know there are various views in the party on that. I don't accept that official resources for opposition is an important consideration, because for me, opposition is about serving people effectively and preserving the brand heritage and freedom of expression of our party. And as this discussion gets underway, I will be arguing in favour of it, because friends and colleagues, if we're going to deal, and we are the only party that can deal with the past, just listen to what Mark had to say, just listen to what Alex had to say, and their management of the past talks. Because we must remember that a party in opposition would be a party with the people and for the people, opposed to the failures and drudgery of the current system of government, leading towards and becoming the new system of effective government. And that is what the democratic political system is based upon, opposition leading to effective change. And I suppose if I had my way, we would be in opposition by Christmas. But what we must do is ensure that we take the correct political path for victims and the past, because it's only the SDLP can deliver for them. I don't think that the present structures under the DUP and Sinn Féin are going to do that for the victims in the past. Only the SDLP can do that. Thank you.